Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast.
What are they doing that is causing you to have to give them a second chance? Or maybe a fifth? Or a tenth? Or maybe it's been years of additional chances. What happens when you're the good one giving grace, but now you feel like you're being taken for granted? This happened just the other day with me. I was supposed to get together with some family, and I was so looking forward to it until they had to cancel at the last minute because somebody had a challenge and had to be admitted to the hospital. Now, you could think, Dawn, it's a little callous. They had to be admitted to the hospital. Yeah, but see, they have a repeated pattern of this. Anytime they want attention, they get sick, and then everybody rushes to their aid. And it's happened enough to where I now need to take corrective action. So what are they doing to you that is requiring additional chances? Maybe it's not as significant as canceling because somebody's in the hospital. Maybe they just continue to show up late all the time. But see, without realizing it, your very powerful subconscious mind is experiencing disrespect because your resources are not being honored. And time, that's the one resource you can't get any more of. You can make more money. You can get more friends. You can have more friends that are so close they feel like family. But time, once it's gone, so just by being late, that's disrespect. But maybe it goes beyond that. Maybe they promised to do something, somebody at work, and they haven't done it again. Now we're eroding trust, and trust must take place in a relationship because if it is not there, then that gap needs to be filled with something, and that will be you who will be taking extra steps to try to make good on everything working out, and it's not going to. You're going to wind up paying the price. But maybe they're not following through in a big way, like what I just shared in my personal example a little bit ago. What happens then is sabotage, and it goes through disorder, dysregulated, dysfunctional, and if it happens long enough, toxic. So whenever that happened, right off the bat, I felt disorder coming on. Disorder is when you have confusion on trying to think your way through and things are not settled. You don't feel real firm. But if it continues on, then you're going to go dysregulated. And gosh darn it, that's exactly what I did, where overwhelming emotions began to flood me of being sad and that this continues to happen, being angry. And it is at this space and place whenever you need to step back and take action to begin to bring order back about. What actually happened is my dog came over to me, my pup, and he's like, hey, you know, let's go outside for a little bit. And so I went outside for about 10 minutes playing ball with him, which is the best thing that you can do. Get activity that causes you to breathe deeper so you can start expelling some of these toxins that show up. And being out in nature helps you feel better just by that experience. It takes you to higher levels in your brain. But there was another level that I went to, which was dysfunctional. And so disordered, dysregulated, dysfunctional. And that's when the younger me showed up and went, oh my gosh, we've had a lifetime of people treating us like this, which is true. Once your brain accepts something as a habit and pattern, when triggered, it will enact it. So it's not so much how do you get rid of the trigger or how do you stop the habit and pattern. How quickly can you evolve and move over it? Because that younger me is like, oh my gosh, it's been a lifetime. And then the teenage me, the warrior, showed up and she's like, oh, I'll take care of this. We'll burn them down to the ground. And then my wise woman showed up who was like, okay, you've got a right to feel like that, but you don't have a right to act on it. Feelings are not truth. But I couldn't hear the wise woman because I was so upset. Takes 9 minutes and 52 seconds to soothe your system. Some people call it grounding. I call it putting things in order, being regulated, and then being functional. And being outside playing ball with my dog, the movement. You cannot sit your way through this. You need to move through it. I have one client, former client, who whenever she gets upset in corporate, she is in the bathroom doing push-ups off either the wall or the bathroom counter. That's her intense workout. Okay, another high knees. So once you have created the space and the place to be able to move forward in a functional way, then you can start thinking about what I'm getting ready to give you. You're operating on grace, but you don't have the counterpart to grace. And without this, grace does not work. So grace means unmerited favor endowed for someone else's progress. Yeah, so they haven't earned it. Hey, nobody earns grace. We all screw up, okay? But we offer it to them so they can take advantage of it for progress. Now, if you do not have the counterpart to grace that I'll talk about in just a moment, grace actually turns into being a doormat and a people pleaser, which is where society would like you to be. You know those neighborhood apps where you can see what's happening in your local region? I was on one of them the other day, and someone had posted that they sat down at a local restaurant, and I believe it was ants in their food. Highly upset. Well, yeah. And then they went to the manager who blew them off and went, yeah, whatever. And they posted that, yeah, now they were going to make other people aware of it. And someone else posted, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Yeah, let's take a look what he might do based on what he did before. He might flip tables and said, you know what? Quit ripping people off. Or how about the time whenever the disciples were arguing with each other about who was the best? And he's like, how long am I going to have to suffer y'all as fools? Or he healed somebody and then later on saw them committing a sin. Now, sin means disobedience. They were disobedient to the grace healing he gave them. Remembered it is unmerited favor for progress. And he told them, stop sinning or something even worse is going to happen. So grace without truth does not work. Truth is unchanging. No matter the feelings, the perspective, or the situation. gravity is a truth. Now, gravity will teach you that if you jump off the roof, gravity exists, but gravity can also be used airplanes and working against gravity to move up. So truth can actually be something we can push off against to go higher. Truth is not subject to whatever happens to be going on in the current conditions. It is unchanging. Let me put a caveat on it, though. So we're not supposed to kill people. You break into my home? Yeah, we're going to test that. Okay? Why is that? Because you broke the first truth, which means I have the right to be safe in my own environment. So the law has allowed for certain circumstances when a truth was violated to start with. I can't just show up on the street and start screaming at you. That's harassment. And you have a right to be able to say, you know what? Well, we need to address this. I might give you grace to see what's going on, but you are not going to be continued to allowed to hurt me like that. And so whenever you give somebody additional chances and they are not using them for progress, well, that's when you have to know what to do next, which is a difficult conversation. And this is what you have to do to no longer be taken for granted. Now, the reason why it's difficult is because you are going to have to confront behavior, not the person, but their behavior, either in person or by phone. You cannot do it by text. Why is that? You only grow new neural pathways within a relationship where there is engagement. And when you text, there's no engagement with the person you're engaging with your device. I had somebody do this just the other day. They sent a text to someone instead of talking to them in person. And I understand why they did that, because this does take courage. You could be abandoned, rejected, found not to be good enough. They could blame you for all the problems. Yeah, but your wise woman or your wise man will not grow unless put into a situation where a demand is going to be placed on them. So while my client got out of the situation, she will wind up having to repeat it with somebody else at some point because she didn't grow from it. So to have this difficult conversation, you are going to do what's known as a sandwich. You're going to start off with the piece of bread. And you're going to let them know what you value about the relationship and what you value about them. See, you can have two types of conversations around this. One is known as approach. The other one is known as avoid. Avoid is what you want to get away from. Approach is what you want to have more of. Why do we give grace? For progress. It needs to be an approach conversation. You need to be talking about what you want to move into. So you talk about what you value about them, what you value about the relationship, that's respect. What you value about them, that's trust. And then you move into the meat of the sandwich, which is what you need personally. Not pointing the finger at them going, you're doing this and you're doing that. No, I need this. This is what I need to experience and inside our relationship for me to be the healthiest. And then after that, you want to have the other piece of bread that says, this is what I value about the relationship, and this is what I respect about you. Now, what happens if they don't follow through? Well, that's when we look at consequences. You don't bring up consequences in this first difficult conversation, but that's when there's going to be consequences if they decide not to follow through. Because you have to begin to value who you are and what you bring to the relationship to the point to where there is no longer paying the price for someone else's bad behavior. Okay. Keep in mind, this is not what you were programmed and conditioned to do. You were taught to focus on making life okay for others and to go by your feelings. Why is that? Because if you can manipulate somebody's feelings, you get to manipulate them. It is the person who can stay stable no matter what they're experiencing with their feelings. Because that's the truth. And once you do this, then you're going to find that your powerful mind will seek out additional people that you will be in resonance with, that you'll be in harmony with, that are going, oh my gosh, look at how she values herself. Yeah, I value her too. I value him. And then you're going to find that the relationships that you begin to experience moving forward will be more of growth instead of healing, because they are two different things. And we all have areas that we need to heal, but we should be growing more than we're healing. So here's to your journey of success and arriving at this next destination of great grace and truth, and that destination is more of who you really are, your magnificence, and your brilliance. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody, but if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791. Or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life and it was because you were there to support them.